Hello.
Hey Jay, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Good, busy man. Just getting through the end of this month here. It's fourth quarter. I always get super busy. Just wanted to go over your loan here with you. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were looking through, we were trying to get an approval here for you. It looks like you had a lot of inquiries and you've been doing a lot of working capital this year, right? At least like shopping
Yeah,
around.
because they don't know how to check credit. And it's a shame. They said your credit was down to what you say the other day, 385 or something.
No, it's down to 575.
Yeah, I mean,
Yes.
it's a shame with these people that's in business and they don't know how to do it. And it's about like the mechanics we had today and the dishwashers and the ditch diggers. They don't know what they're doing. You know what's sad? Sad as it is, I've never seen a country so screwed up, and our government caused every bit of it. They want everybody to think everybody's a dummy.
No, it's
Education
really.
went away in 1970, and the people ain't paying attention to it. I just had a guy on the phone. He didn't even know how to say words, didn't know how to answer the phone. I said, "What is the problem?" "Well, I didn't get educated very good." I said, "Why?" We said, "I don't know. I went to school, but didn't have as many books as they used to have, as everybody talked about." I said, "Don't tell me about that. Tell your government about it. They're the ones that stole the money away from the school districts."
Where are you calling him from?
Where was he calling me from?
What part of the country?
Well, he was down in the South, but that made no difference, you know. It's just because he didn't know how to use the word, what your words to use. And I said, "How do you get a job?" Well, that's what I'm looking for.
And you're like,
I
yeah, I don't not
changed.
here, buddy, not here.
Well, it's a shame. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy on the street, but I'm smart enough coming out of the rain. You know what I'm saying?
The whole system's really not set up in place to, have people succeed now. They
And
want
I
to
don't
want it.
care what I don't care what nationality it is or whatever, because I think everybody's brothers and sisters. But it is a damn shame when your government steals all the money from education and all the school boards took a flop in the 70s because all the truck money. I don't know if you knew this, and you ever heard anybody talk about the schools up to the 70s, how much education you got? And they took all the money away from the trucks. Everybody all over the country, you had licensed your truck in the cheapest, poorest county, and that school board got 20% of that money. And all the trucks went through that county, every ticket they got 20% that kept the school boards and the schools rocking and rolling. And the government came along and threw it all into a slush fund. Took all that money right to the school board, and the schools collapsed. And
Yep,
people
because
don't understand
where that money
it.
was really going to the freaking military, man. That's where it's actually really going.
Went back. When the politicians' pockets.
Yep.
And it's a shame. And people need to wake up what these politicians have done to our country. It's out of hand. And they're worried about somebody today. They better worry about what's been in there and how they fleeced our country. Why did they blow up the towers? That wasn't terrorists. That was our own government. To cover up $13 trillion was missing that they brought back from Iraq. That they hauled out there truckload after truckload after truckload. And the wall went to the. And now, you remember that? Okay.
No,
And that
I've
money.
read up on it.
Oh, yeah. And the money was in the towers in that safe deal. They knew right exactly where it was at. And that's why they destroyed it, because they'd already moved it out of there. That's the reason they attacked it. Made it look like D.C. was getting attacked and up there. I got a set of books on it that they wrote down and proved who did it.
No,
Why did they
I
have
100% believe you, Jay. I believe you, man. I mean,
what?
I've read up on it myself, and it's very plausible.
The mob, Betty, the mob. And Why did they ask that Jesse Ventura to leave our country? Because he told things on the government they didn't appreciate. You say it's a shame. They're putting us out. We're on today. All of this arguing back between the white and the black and everything, it's all BS. Our government wants us all on the ground like a piece of dirt, and they're going to get her done.
Oh, no, yeah, we're totally distracted about this and not worrying about some, like, real issues at hand here, man. You know, I say this all the time, you know, with people arguing over the election, and, you know, I'm saying, hey, does anybody know? Can you tell me what, you know, who's the vice president on either ticket? Nobody can tell you because they're too caught up in the shit slinging to open their eyes, you know? And if she dies in a month, if she dies in January, and then we got somebody in there that nobody knows about, and that's just what they want.
Oh, yeah.
Right under the radar.
And it's a shame that they keep changing different things going on in our world so you get your mind off what they already told you what they was doing or whatever, so you ain't worried about that no more. Now you got another problem to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way it works, man. It's, you know,
it's a shame. Like, these foreigners are bringing in, right? I'm not against an immigrant, but these ain't immigrants. This is a terrorist country that they're bringing in here, and when we fought Germany and Japan, Korea, Vietnam, police action or war, they sustained them people in one area so they can watch them. Now our government today is bringing them in here. They want to bring another 35,000 in this week and put them in a place to country. They said since they've started this, they've already had 83 attacks, terrorist attacks in the United States.
Well, where are they putting them all? Just got, like, anywhere they want to go? They can just...
any place they want to put them. And it's a shame. I mean, I'm not against any nationality, because the immigrants helped build this country, because they wanted a free country. Mm-hmm. And they wanted something nice. Right here in Des Moines right now, we're tearing down bridges 123 years old. They don't even look like they were, because they were built right. Now they're going to put up three bridges. It was started at $2.7 million apiece. Now they're going to be $5.2 million apiece. And they're guaranteed it lasts 8 years.
Oh, wow. You know, it's like I have a car that lasts longer than that. Are you kidding me? 8 years?
No, I'm not kidding you. And the people didn't even read it. Oh, we're getting a new bridge. Didn't even see guaranteed for 8 years, so we spend another $5 million.
Yeah, what's the point in that? Just so, you know, you could just blow up the budget? That's got to be the only reason here, yeah, you know?
I mean, they was told in the 50s they was building the interstate system wrong. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Go back to Germany. That's the guy that designed the Autobahn. It's 60 years old, and they haven't even had a repair on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that? But look at the interstate every year, just empty their bill book. Politicians are in the contractor's pockets. Out of hand, buddy. And then they wonder why we're disgusted like we are, and we can't even make a living.
Yeah, no, that's the game to be in now. It's like if you're in government contracting business in anything, from laying wire to, you know, just doing utility work to construction, you know, you get those fat government contracts, you don't have to worry about costs, you don't have to worry about a dollar, you don't have to worry about getting paid. You just do it, take your time, milk it, and you still, there's no anything, there's no accountability, really.
Because they know the American worker is now slaves and they're dirt under their feet, so they're paying the bill. Them politicians used to be our servants, now we're theirs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just getting back to the loan here, it looks like at the moment we're not going to be able to, just because it's just the history right now this year and the credit requirements, just not going to be up to par with, you know, what we need to get you an approval. I guess for, you know, next time around here, just keep doing what you're doing, Jay. Pay down some bills and get your credit up to over 600. And don't go looking or taking out any more loans and ding your credit. And, you know, I think after 3 or 4 months, your file's going to look a lot better, trust me. Because your bank statements are there, the revenue's there. You're really close. You're just a little bit too over-leveraged at the moment, which is going to be, it's an easy solve. You know, it's a very easy solution.
I traded one truck for three, and we spent over $103,000. Had 39 weeks of downtime on them.
That's yeah, all revenue. I remember you telling me, we did the math, you're doing about $2,000 a week losing out, so you really like lost, you know, $80,000 there.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was, yeah, and then you got, you know, you got this one now that you're losing out on, too, so just do whatever you can to get them fixed here, Jay, and just to get yourself up and running and functional again, and then, you know, then just don't inquire any more loans and don't take out
loans. I mean, the next time somebody calls me to make a loan and I decide I'm going to do it, I'm going to give them a lawyer's number in Florida to tell them how they can get into the credit without damaging the guy's credit report. Mm-hmm. And they can go down.
Did you ever get any more information on that, or how does that work?
Well, this lawyer down there said that every time they pull a check, it runs it down 25 to 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Let me grab my glass real nice, and I'll give you this guy's number. You can call him. Talk. You got to listen to him real close. I've got an awful law firm, a nice guy to talk to. Let me see where the... But I'll tell you what, it's a shame when you see how this stuff goes, and hear an attorney from another state. I was a member, and it wasn't no big deal. But I got to be a member of it just because of what the guy was telling me. And I hate to drop out of the thing, but it was $65 a month for me to keep on top of stuff. Kane and Daniels, I think that's him right there. Let me see. Oh, that's the wrong one. Yeah. I'll get it here in a minute. You got a minute?
No, I got time. I'm over to the, got a few other calls to make later on, but I got time. Give me that number.
Yeah. I can find it. I can't find my corporation papers today. So many people get in there to help me, and they put it any place they want it. And you don't know if it went in the trash or what it did.
Oh, I remember the bank statements, man. That was a mess.
Oh. Well, I know I did it right. Yeah, you're right. But I'm the guy that they look up to and say, who gives a damn? It ain't mine. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's the way it goes, man. There's, you know, if people don't have some skin in the game, usually not going to perform up to par.
Oh, yeah. People just don't care for nobody or nothing no more. It drives me up a wall, Betty. Well, I drive truck home.
You're used to a different time when things were a little bit better, man. It's, you know, things have really fallen off since, you know, the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said the whole dang country was going to end by 2025. I don't know if you've been reading about it. It said automation has got so far out of hand now that it's going to there'll only be 15% of people working in the country. Only 15% will be working is the people that work on these robots and stuff. Because nobody else be working because the robots is going to replace them.
Well, that's,
I love,
you know, it's what happens. It's almost, you know, it's really sick because it's the only way we can compete with China and them. It's like we have labor laws. So what do? They, you know, they hire children. They get their cost of production down. So what are the, we only have two options now to get competitive. We either have to lower cost of production or, you know, we have to lower cost of production one of two ways. That's either getting rid of the labor laws and getting on the same page as them, or just taking the labor completely out of it, making it completely automated, and then we're going to be the, you'd watch, the United States is going to be the big manufacturer. We're going to be the new China in the next 15 years, not because we have poor standards of, you know, labor and all that. It's, we're just going to be completely automated. No one's going to be doing manual labor anymore. No one's going to be painting houses. No one's going to be doing any of that. No one's going to be,
you know. Look at the computers and stuff that China does, and the United States can't compete with them. And I love the paper yesterday morning. It said, well, it's a shame the way the cars drive today. People driving these cars. Said, what are they going to do when they get to carless drivers? Can you imagine the Jetsons next, and these little helicopters falling out of the air, killing people? He knows what he's talking about, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Jetsons?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. It's a shame.
We're going to have our own little flying cars.
Yep. Yep. Not a van. No Medicare.
Yeah, it's hard to find good work and good people in our days, but, did you get that like number yet?
Did you see where the lawsuit was filed this week over, phones just blowing up on the aircraft, it's still in the aircraft company?
Oh,
because
yeah, Samsung.
I said, what a deal.
What a deal.
Yep. Well, I'll let you go back to work, but I appreciate you calling me. Let me know you can't do nothing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what a lot of them I do.
I'll touch base with you in a few weeks here, Jay, and maybe we can get something going for you, okay? But just keep those things looking good, and don't take out to any more loans, all right?
There you go.
Take care, man. Appreciate good talking to you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You too.